This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi and other officials apparently has crashed in the mountainous northwest reaches of his country. It sparked a massive rescue operation on Sunday in a fog-shrouded forest as the public was urged to pray. Raisi was traveling in Iran's eastern Azerbaijan province. State TV said the crash happened on the border with the nation of Azerbaijan. He'd been at the inauguration of a dam. The likely crash comes as Iran under Raisi launched an unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel last month. U.S. President Joe Biden's commencement speech touched on the Israel-Gaza war on Sunday at Morehouse College in the southern state of Georgia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden at Morehouse College says he hears the voices of protest over the Israel-Hamas war and notes both sides are suffering.
Hamas's vicious attack on Israel, killing innocent lives and holding people hostage.
And in Gaza,
men, women, and children killed or displaced. In desperate need of water, food, and medicine.
He says he's pushing not only for a ceasefire, but also a two-state solution.
For two people to live in peace, security, and dignity.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday amid calls from the U.S. for a more focused military campaign. Sullivan was expected to press for Israel to go after Hamas militants in a targeted way, not with a full-scale assault on the southern city of Rafah, the White House said before the discussions. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group.